4 days until Valentine's Day, and we are doing Valentine's SOS a little bit closer because it falls on a Saturday. So on Friday, for those of you lads who have nothing organised, and you won't have anything organised because you're a big donkey and you keep leaving this to the last minute, and then you're in a panic and a tizzy. We want to send Colm O'Sullivan over to your partner's place of work with flowers, chocolates, and a bottle of bubbly from you. And it looks like you organised the whole thing and you're the hero and we're just the facilitator.
Yeah, exactly.
Details on that coming up soon. 7:10 also. It's 12 days till the BAFTAs. Today, it's an international day for everything and it's International Umbrella Day today.
Right.
Where would we be without an umbrella country? If you celebrate your birthday, you do so with Holly Willoughby, who is, she's 45 today. And Greg Norman, the golfer, he was known as the Great White Shark, is 71 years old today. Good old Greg Norman. As we get closer to Valentine's, yes, there's lots of Valentine's content popping up online. But according to this research, millions of men watch romance and rom-com movies in the vain hope that it leads to some cuddles.
Oh, how cute is that?
You're only putting in, you're putting in the viewing hours
to get ideas, is it?
Not so much ideas.
What then?
To get a green pass, you know?
No, I know. I'm not following.
You put up the movie. Okay, yeah. Let's watch the.
I get you.
Let's watch The Notebook,
and then we'll get special cuddles.
Absolutely.
Afterwards. Yeah. Okay.
So this is the struggle is real, lads. The struggle is real.
Yeah.
Actually, The Notebook being the film that ladies are most likely to put on.
I love that film.
I don't think I've ever seen it. Is it a woman that loses her notebook and then she finds it and everyone's happy?
No, it's not.
What happens?
In any way, shape or form.
Is it? Nan, what are you doing?
Well, I've just got to put some concealer on.
You do, in the middle of a live link on radio. You just keep putting on the war paint there. It won't work with a pencil. You need a trowel.
Oi! Rude.
Rudy.
Very rude.
I'm only joking. Would you take a college course in Batman? You can now, apparently, over in America. A real university course on the science of Batman was offered by the University of Victoria in Canada, actually.
Oh.
You can now sign up and thousands have done so already.
What modules are you studying on that course?
Just
Come on,
deception, cave building. It's amazing. You can actually study. You can study the science of Batman.
Lads, that is the most maddest thing I've ever heard.
I'm telling you.
So you're going to graduate with a degree in Batman studies.
Do you know the theory going around?
What?
That 8 hours sleep a night is a thing that women conceived to force men to go to sleep for 8 hours to prevent us from becoming Batman. All right. We should be out fighting crime at night instead.
Is that
sleeping.
It? Is it? It? Yeah, you should.
Finally, the most annoying person in the office has been revealed after some research into what is it about your work colleagues that winds you up.
Yeah, why are you looking directly at me when you're saying that?
Because you're my co-host of this show and who else am I looking at?
All right, go on, so I'll leave
And
you
I have to keep an eye on you putting makeup
All right,
on.
All right, I'll leave you off. Go on.
And the person who is the most annoying is called the one-upper.
The one-upper.
I'm going to play a song and I want you to guess and tell me what the one-upper is. 0868-104-106. Everybody has one in the office. It's the one-upper.
Yeah.
Tell me what you think the one-upper is. Anne-Marie, an unhealthy 7:15 in the morning. This is Red FM Breakfast with KC. Victoria's over there, Rory's on sport, and Kelly's taking care of news. What is a one-upper?
Hi, KC. The one-upper is the person that has always done something better than you. If you went to Tenerife, they went to 11erife.
That is it in a nutshell.
Exactly it.
Who's that? Barry, you're on the ball.
Barry's on the ball. Do you know what? That's hilarious because Laura messaged in the exact same thing.
Did she?
You went to Tenerife, they went to 11erife.
Yeah.
If you went to the moon, they've gone to Mars.
Yeah, I get you.
So, according to a load of research, the most annoying person in the office is the one-upper.
Right, okay.
And it probably comes from a place of insecurity, you know, where they feel they have to be, you know, kind of showboatery or, you know, accept it maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're also known as, there's several names for them. They're called the topper.
Yeah.
They must always be on top, whatever the story was just told. Yeah. Are they the conversation hacker as well?
Okay, yeah.
Where they just take the steering wheel when there's a conversation
That's
going
it.
On.
In London, we call them the black cat.
Black cat?
Yeah, my cat's blacker than yours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, when I'm talking about the one-upper at work, you all know who I'm talking about.
We
all have that one person who has to have a better story than you.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious because even if you make up a story, yeah, I had a gat with Brad Pitt down in Timber League.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah,
I've had two gats with Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I had a cheeseburger with him, and he came back to my house.
There you go.
Speaking of Brad Pitt, we're on a Brad Pitt hunt this morning.
Indeed.
Several listeners to the 6am club, the 6amers are up and about, have bounced in a photograph of Brad standing outside some pub or something.
That's right.
Beside an old Garda car in Timber League. This is going bananas viral
it
in
is.
Cork.
Pat's just been on. There he is, lads. He's just leaving the cows in through the gate here in Kanturk.
Is he?
There you go, you see.
Fair play to you, Pat. Yeah. This is definitely not AI. It's a real photograph of Brad Pitt and Timmy League, okay?
Oh, it's real.
He just stopped into the garage there and banded for two new tyres, according to Timmy. Thanks, Timmy. Thanks. So if he's in Bandon, he's West Cork direction. Yeah, I wonder, is he coming up towards the city?
Maybe.
I'm sure he'll be thumbing a lift on Lower Glanmire Road. I'm sure that was him I seen from Tracy.
Yeah, maybe Tracy.
I stood behind him in a deli in centre there on the Maddle Farm Road about 2 hours ago as well. He was buying a sausage and hash brown roll with
there
brown
you
sauce.
Go. Oh, he likes the brown sauce.
Murder for the brown sauce. Thanks, Fiona.
Yeah.
He
just
overtook me on the road to Macroom. Thanks, Paul.
He's everywhere, lads.
Lads, you are our eyes on the ground.
You certainly are.
For Brad Pitt, Cam. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Radio high five. Hey, Roar.
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
So it's back back down to earth, really, and back to the old radio safe dad gags, yeah.
Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags. Dad gags, dad gags, time for dad gags.
No, seriously, Vic has lost her little bell, dad gags bell. She left it in the comedy club, we think, or possibly in one of the nine pubs you were in on Friday night.
Yeah.
Anyway, sound effects at the ready. Rory O'Hagan.
Back to the clean jokes. We can't actually broadcast any Friday night
dad
gags on the air because they were all filth.
I went through the whole thing. I got four jokes. Four that we could replay. All right, buddy, what have you got for
back
me?
Back to the radio safers.
Absolutely.
How does Dolly Parton keep her swimming pool clean?
I'd like to think I can work these jokes out, but go on.
Chlorine.
Chlorine. Chlorine. Have you seen Dolly Parton's new shoes?
What? What is this? Is this you're going to say she hasn't either, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. All right, go.
What do you call a camel with no humps?
I don't know.
Hump free.
Oh,
good lord.
That's actually quite good,
isn't it?
Yeah.
I sing in my car, but only when I'm reversing. I'm a backup singer.
Lads, my autobiography has yet to sell a single copy.
Right.
Story of my life.
There's a new dating app out there. Have you heard about the dating app that's only for arsonists?
No.
Yeah, every couple of weeks you get new matches.
Yeah.
These are good. These are good, lads.
Hey, we're professional dad gaggers.
Yeah, we're stand-up comedians now.
Selling our comedy clubs.
Yeah,
so
that's you know what I mean. I posted my CV on LinkedIn Park.
Mm-hmm.
Applied so hard and got so far.
Oh,
in the end,
Lord.
I wasn't even hired.
Brilliant.
My wife is leaving me because I don't believe her tarot card readings.
Right.
To be fair, it's been on the cards for quite some time.
Thank
you. Sorry, apologies. Go ahead, yeah.
Why do chickens spend so much time in the gym?
I don't know.
They're working on their pecs.
Oh, God.
They never skip drumstick day.
Albert Einstein was a genius, right? His brother Frank was a monster.
Yay!
Clever.
This morning, I coughed up a pawn, a knight, and a bishop.
Yeah?
I think I'm coming down with a chest infection.
Yeah. I definitely didn't do that joke a few weeks ago. But
we've never once repeated a joke in this show, ever.
My granddad used to always complain, back in my day, you could leave the back door open. That's probably why his submarine sank.
Rory's not even cracking a lot, not even a smile.
We did that on Friday night at Dead Gang Live, like, don't repeat jokes in this show. What do I sound like there, lads?
Lads, fisty cuffs.
You be quiet, listen, be quiet. I'll put you up on a keg of Murphy's, you can say that to my face.
We like that now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Up in Cork. Red FM Breakfast. with KC.
Red FM.
And that's the sport with Simply Suits.
I was just looking at the sports diary for the year ahead. So we just had Super Bowl, right?
Yeah.
That is done. We're in the middle of Six Nations.
Yeah.
We have the Winter Olympics ongoing at the moment. We have the Masters on April 9th.
Yeah.
Champions League May 30th.
Yeah.
NBA Finals on June 3rd.
Yeah.
The World Cup. The World Cup, lads. On the 11th of June. Hurling the football championship across the summer. We've got the Irish Open and there's American college football coming to
it's
Dublin.
It's relentless. It this never year. Stops.
It's going to be the best year ever, ever.
Massive sporting year.
Everywhere. I've got a story here about a girl from China. Went to the gym. She goes to the gym every day. On this particular occasion, she'd had a rough day at work and she's on the mat, Vic. She's doing her kind of stretches and whatnot.
That's right, yeah.
Little bit of mat work. She fell asleep.
Oh, she was knackered. Well, listen, you know.
You could hear the snoring from the other side of the gym. So they all stood around her. There's video footage of them all standing around going, well, she's still alive. She's just having a sleep. So they brought over a yoga mat.
Oh, how cute. Yeah.
And put a yoga mat on her, like a little blanket.
I thought you were going to say whacked her over the head with it, but anyway.
No. I left her there. She had a 2-hour sleep.
She was tired.
She woke up and she was did a big stretch. And she was like, oh, hang on a second. I'm in the middle of a gym here, lads. What's going on?
You'd be mortified when you woke up, wouldn't you?
You probably would now that your video and footage is all over the internet.
Of course.
And there's a load of langers in Cork talking about you.
Must have been the best sleep she ever had if she slept for 2 hours in the
2 hours
busy
on the
gym.
Ground in a busy
she
gym
was
with,
tired,
with everything clanging in the background. The question I have for you, Rory O'Hagan, where's the weirdest place you fell asleep?
I've definitely fallen asleep at a match.
At a football game?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Is it that boring?
Do you know when you're on an away trip and like it's been a long day already and you might have been in the pre-match bar and stuff like that?
Yeah.
The match isn't very good and you're tired and you just go, I'll just go for a little sleep in here.
I fell asleep at a Patrick Keilty concert, comedy performance in the Opera House.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
10 years ago.
Oh.
I was in the third row.
Oh no.
I'd been up doing this show. It was 11 o'clock at night and someone had put the heat on in the Opera House.
Oh dear.
And I was just, I nodded off. What? Thankfully, you know when you know people fall asleep?
Yeah.
Like and at a comedy show, usually the comedian will go for you.
That's right.
If he sees you.
That's
but
right.
No, I got away with it.
Thank God he didn't go for you.
20-minute micro kip.
Wow, nice. I fell asleep in the bar of the Cork Swansea Ferry on one of the couches and I had to be moved by one of the waiters.
You were moved while still asleep?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But they picked you up.
You know why I was moved?
Why?
Because we were docking.
They should have just left you there.
I'm serious.
Ended up back where you left from.
Story, lads.
It's the best trip ever. I'm back home again. Right, 7:34.
Red FM Breakfast. With KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM. Vic's VIPs on Cork's Red FM.
Happening with Neil just after 9, only on Red FM. Vic, what is the crack?
I've got to tell you, it's not very often that I want to scrap VIPs, but the messages coming in about our two little call-outs this morning are so funny, I'm tempted. But anyway, we'll come back to that.
We'll get back to you, lads.
Adam Sandler has been praising his friend Bad Bunny. Of course, he performed the halftime show in the Super Bowl on Sunday night, and this is what he had to say afterwards.
Ah, very good.
Yeah.
Benita was unbelievable. Loose, happy, made everybody ecstatic. I loved it, and congratulations to the bunny. He's a great human being.
Mm-hmm. I'd known a couple of tracks from pretty much from TikTok trends of Bad Bunnies, but I did watch the halftime show yesterday.
It was really good.
I thought it was brilliant.
I did too.
Just all the little symbolic symbols of his entire Latino culture that he put into the show. There was hundreds of people dressed up as grass.
Oh, it was so good.
The way they had to layer the whole pitch was amazing.
It was really
but cool. Also, my favourite bit, did you see the bit in the, if you watched it, the halftime show, a little boy got handed a Grammy.
That's right, yeah.
That little boy was the 5-year-old that was made headlines in that ICE video when they detained that little child.
Yeah.
And they brought him out to be part of the halftime show. The couple that got married in it were a real couple.
That was a real thing.
They invited him to his wedding and he said, no, I'm inviting you to the Super Bowl instead.
Oh.
Yeah, so he was...
Probably one of the best halftime shows, I would say, in the Super Bowl.
Well, given all that's going on over there at the moment, one of the most significant. I think they couldn't have timed it better to have that there because he represents all of the Americas, the whole continent.
Yeah, that's
right.
Absolutely. Noel Gallagher has been talking about the fact that he was quite surprised but delighted to be awarded Songwriter of the Year. This is going to happen at this month's Brit Awards. He was talking to TalkSport Drive yesterday. Have a listen to what he said.
Singer Songwriter of the Year. I know you've got that one already.
It's just songwriter. It's not singer songwriter.
Just songwriter.
It's songwriter of the year. And thanks very much. I mean, I'm in the studio now. I better put something out. Ashamed.
How did you get told? Did they text you? Is it a phone call? What happens?
If I'm being honest, right, I just think they were desperate to get somebody from Oasis up there because it's from Manchester.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, right?
That's what I think. Our kid was like, I'm not going. And I was like, well, geez, well, I'll have to go then, I suppose. But no, there was a call came through and I was like, what? How can that be? But as it's all based on record sales, we did sell the most records. So, you know, like I say, if anybody's got a problem with it, I'll be there.
On the red carpet.
I'll be on the red carpet.
No, what an honour. As always, thanks, pal. Appreciate that.
Cheers, Noel.
All right, mate. See you later.
See you soon, man.
It's hilarious because Noel has absolutely destroyed the Brits over years, saying that it was rigged,
yeah,
and that it was divvied out between the biggest record companies.
He's going to have to be quiet now, isn't he?
But he's up for Songwriter of the Year, yeah. Like, which is usually whoever that year has done, like, released loads of records.
It is, yeah.
But it is because it's the first time in 50 years they're taking the Brit Awards out of London. They're putting it in Manchester, so they want him there for it.
There you go.
So, yeah, I mean, there's no argument. He's one of the greatest songwriters of all time. So
there you go.
Yeah.
And we could be seeing Liam Gallagher on Celebrity Traitors.
Hardly.
He revealed on Twitter yesterday that he's been approached by TV execs for the lineup, and it has just sent fans into a frenzy. Everyone is saying, you got to do it.
That's the sport with Simply Suits.
It is indeed, sir. Thank you very much. Does anyone know what's going on in Super Valley Park, Cueva, at the moment? It's all pink.
Oh.
Phillips just after sending me a load of photographs. The stands and all the pink lighting. Yeah. It looks amazing.
Wow.
Don't know what's going on there. He says, it looks like the GAA may have taken offence to Ben O'Connor saying it's a man's game. And they have turned the park pink this morning.
Hey, I like it.
Anyone know what's going on there? There must be some kind of show on down there. Are they just testing lights? Or maybe pink is the new park.
Maybe.
All right.
It looks cool.
It does. It looks amazing. It's 8:35 in the morning. Back to Dad Gags Live on Friday night. Yeah. Red FM's Sinead Quinlan was our wonderful MC.
She's so good.
She's got her own live show. She's going to be performing at Cypress Avenue, by the way. You just need to go and see Quinny live. She's absolutely brilliant. Has everybody got an NCT on their car, by the way? I'm not calling anybody out. All good?
Yeah. All good,
all good, all good, all good.
I was like, I'm sorry? You want to go to the NCT centre on a first date? What kind of a ghoul do you think I am? You know what I mean? So off we went. You probably would have already known this, but I would not recommend an NCT centre for a first date, guys. I wouldn't recommend it to a friend or even an enemy. Very nerve-wracking places as it is. It's not about being on a date as well. You know what I mean? It's terrible. It's unbelievable. Like, nobody else is having a conversation there. It's just me and this guy. You know what I mean? He's asking me if I have any hobbies. You know, I'm like, I'd rather be dead right now than be here, you know. It's like the closest thing to a neonatal you'll ever find as well. It's like a lot of men standing around looking nervous, looking in the glass window. Looking at their watches. How long has she gone in? Shouldn't be long now, shouldn't be long. Yeah. So he fails the NCT then. I was like, this guy doesn't know yet, but his day's about to get a whole lot worse. I was like, come here, that's shocking there with the results. Jeez, sad times, you know what I mean? But there's a bus due there in a couple of minutes, man. And I'm actually going to get on it, right? So good luck with the retest, keep her late, you know what I mean? I'll see you later. He was like, Sinead, don't be ridiculous, you know what I mean? I'll at least give you a lift home. I was like, no. I couldn't get into a car and I was just failing CT.
What a moment.
So good.
Go on, Quinny.
Hey.
Check out Sinead at Cypress Avenue. Her big tour kicks off soon. You feeling the love, are you?
Feeling the love.
It's Frank the Tank, everybody. Hey. Morning, Frankie.
Morning, guys. How are you doing?
Hi. How are you, Frank?
Frank, this is an interesting...
Oh, absolutely loving life.
Yeah, I know. An interesting proposal involving a rather large animal. Okay. I'm talking
about the animal's not me, though.
I wasn't suggesting it was. Okay, this is incredible because you've sent me some photographs and footage and everything of the whole thing. And where did this happen?
So it happened in South Africa at an elephant sanctuary.
Okay.
Wow.
Yes. So basically, I used the whole excuse that my dad won a lunch on the radio station. So I told my wife, look, we're going to go have a nice lunch. And she didn't know I was at the Elephant Sanctuary herself.
Okay.
Previous to going, I dropped the wedding ring box off at the sanctuary, discussed with the handlers and everything on the process of the day. And we went and spent a full day walking around with elephants, feeding elephants, meeting baby elephants. And then a beautiful elephant by the name of Kumba got the ring from the handler in a little plastic bag, dropped the ring in my wife's hand. She was there gobsmacked. What is this? What's going on? I had been freaking out the whole day about actually getting down on one knee.
Yeah.
Grabbed it out of her hand, pulled the ring box out, and yeah, popped the question. It was our 12th year anniversary on the 1st of Feb.
Well, there she is.
There she is. There's Kumba.
Oh, there she is. That's Kumba, not my wife.
Like I would be absolutely bricking it that the elephant just takes the ring and throws it in its gob.
Yeah, I was worried about that.
Yeah. The digestive cycle of a bull elephant, you'd be standing underneath him with a bucket. Wait.
3.5 weeks.
Well, I'll tell the wife what it is and she can go digging if that was the case.
That's amazing. So the elephant hands over the ring over to your wife. You're on one knee. Boom. It's all good. Wow. Frank,
absolutely.
That's
Frank,
that is an amazing,
amazing
story.
Proposal.
I mean, if it wasn't for the elephants, I don't think she would have said yes.
That's true. The elephants convinced her.
All right, the two of you, you're on the way to see Tom Grennan at the Marquee, and you've got some beautiful chocolates from Coco's of Kinsale on its way to you as well, buddy. Thanks a million.
Well done, Frank.
Oh, magical. You guys are amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Take care.
Frank the Tank,
cheers,
everybody.
Buddy.
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9. On Cork's Good Times, Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red